Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Hebrews 11 verse 17, we read, "By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac." Abraham was a man who knew the godly art of letting go. In Genesis chapter 12, God told Abraham to leave his country, his family, and his security. And when he said yes to God, he traveled an unfamiliar path to an unknown destiny based on the strength of a promise. Without hesitating, the 70-year-old patriarch went as the Lord had told him. Now fast forward 25 years and Isaac is born, the miracle son who would fulfill God's promise that through Abraham, descendants of all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice. You read that in Genesis 26 verses 4 and 5. And then God makes a heart-wrenching demand. "Take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering." And in obedience to God's word, the next morning Abraham got up and took with him his son Isaac. God's promised blessing was contingent upon Abraham's willingness to let go of what he loved the most. Holding on to Isaac would have been natural and understandable, but it would have short-circuited the promised blessing. So what are you clinging on to that's blocking God's blessing in your life? Is it your children, friendships, reputation, power, possessions, comfort, habits? Abraham's willingness to sacrifice Isaac was the supreme act of faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. But how could he do it? Hebrews 11:19 gives the answer. Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life. Abraham believed that with God, letting go never means losing, but getting back something better. And you will too. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.